Kum lerna black gemara rupt dav chof hey amar all of the Mishnah. We already had this Mishnah in the Gemara previously. We had a case where the blood first landed inside a vessel and then from there tipped to the floor, which we said you can collect it and it's all right. Or it went directly from the neck of the animal to the floor when it's not all right. And this is the Mishnah that says that. Nishba chadam al arizpa, the blood poured out directly onto the floor. But also you collected it. Pasul is pasul, because we learn from a pasul. It has to go directly from the neck to the keli. Tell them what we learned. It says in pasul, v'lokach ha-koyin ha-mashiach. The koyin... Okay, so we're learning that the blood fell directly from the animal to the floor is pasul. How do we know? Tarabon, we learned. We learned. It says in pasul, v'lokach ha-koyin ha-mashiach, the anointed koyin should take. Mi dam hapor, from the blood of the bull. You take from the blood of the bull. It's so we learn out. It says from the blood of the bull. So we learn out midam hanefesh, that he has to take straight the blood from the bull, from the main blood that squirts out when the nefesh goes out with it. Not the blood when you make an incision in the earth, there's blood straight away. But that's not dam hanefesh. Every time you have a cut, it bleeds. We don't want that initial blood. There's a thing called dama tamtzis. Dama tamtzis is the blood that flows as soon as you cut. It flows slowly, and then there's a dam hanefesh, and then after that again it flows slowly. So the first blood and the last blood is called dama tamtzis, and then the blood that squirts out with power, that's a dama hanefesh. That's where the life of the animal is, and it dies. So which dam do we want? The dam hanefesh. And then it says. Not from the blood of the tamtzis, the initial blood that flows out, or the blood that comes out later. And then we dashen as if we, what we do is we change the letters around. Instead of the pasuk say midam hapar, we're going to say dam mehapar. We're going to take the mem away from the word dam and add it to the word par, as if to say that the blood has to come directly from the par. Midam hapar, dam mehapar yikablenu. The blood should come directly from the par into this vessel. So if it fell on the ground and you collected it, it's no good. Okay, we already had this machlekes before about goyin and masifin. If you take a letter off from one word and you add it to another word, and it changes the whole shot. The isakadat, because if you learn literally middam hapar, from the blood of the par, kitachsiv, like it's written, then it would sound middam afil mikta adam. Middam hapar would then be translated literally means from the blood of the par. How much blood doesn't matter? Some of it is enough. Yet Muhammad Abrav said, Hashaychid, if somebody shechts an animal, tzarech, sheyekabel as cold domishal par, you have to have a vessel to receive all the blood, the entire blood of the par. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, another pasuk, it says, as cold dam hapar, yishbach asenesbech, that all the blood he didn't spray on the zrika, the balance, you have to pour down the mizbech. So you need all the blood.
Something
this shoe or kabonis? All kabonis. Yeah. So it says that's cold dama yishbech. All the entire blood. So therefore, how can I say middam hapar, only some of the blood? Ela middam hapar. So we're dashening. We're taking the mem away from the dam and adding it to the par. Dam and mahapar yikablenu. That the blood from the par should go directly, the blood from the bull should go directly into the vessel. Ukasava we hold. Goyin umaisifin vidashin. We subtract and we add and then we dashen a halacha.
That
can't tell you. Obviously, I have to learn something else another way. But no.
Can't possibly catch all of it.
Sorry? We'll see. Gufa, let's analyze what he said. Omri Rav, Ashaykh is a Shikha was cold on Mishal Par. Yudah said in the name of Rav that if you shech, you have to be able to receive all the blood of the par. Shenem, it says, it's cold dama par. All the blood, yishbaich, yishapor. We're talking about pouring the balance of the blood. It's not talking about receiving. You use this drasha to say that all the dam hanefesh has to go into the keli. That's what you said, not on the floor. And you dashen from it says it's kol adam. This kol adam is the balance of the blood. It has to go down the, not the dam hanefesh. So if we say the dam, it can't be that you have to pour down all the blood because some of the blood you're sprinkling on the corners of the mizbech. So this pasuk that demands you do all the blood, what is he talking about? Must be the zrika on the corners of the mizbech. So it must be the kabbalah when you're receiving it in the keli. That when you're receiving the keli, you have to receive all the blood at the time. That time is the only time you can receive all the blood. Because the moment you spray some of the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach, you no longer have all the blood, all the remnants of the blood that you can pour down the Mizbeach. So when the Torah insists you have to have all the blood, it must be at a time when it's shaykh to have all the blood, and the entire blood, the Dam HaNefesh. And that is at the time of Shechita. Now we're talking about Dam HaNefesh, not the Dam HaTamtzis, the blood that oozes out before or afterwards, the one that jets out. And because of this, we need to make sure all we have is the blood of the nefesh. We have to make sure there's no other blood that intermingling. Therefore, Hashaykh, the one of Shaykh, Tzadishiyak, Biyasakil and Maila, has to lift, has to raise his knife above so that the blood does not, from the knife does not go, because the blood of the knife, any blood from the animal that went directly on the knife is not good for Kabbalah, because we need the Kabbalah should only receive the blood directly from the neck. So therefore, the knife should be facing a different direction. As soon as you Shaykh, you take the knife away and let you hang it over, not over the keli, so the blood drips down not into the keli but elsewhere. Shenemet says v'lokach midam apar, that this keli should only receive the blood directly from the par. I don't want to have in this keli blood that touched the knife and then goes into this keli. No. It's instantly you shecht, and then the knife stays and does not hang over the keli. Says the Gemara, the dam sakin bin my mekanech. So how do you wipe off that blood? On my baye besfas mizrak, and the edges of this vessel and the lip of this vessel, not inside. You do it on the out. You know, you take the knife and you go on the outside of the keli, so the blood all comes off the keli.
On a hard vessel,
you wanna comes off. All that is Alter Rebbe's takana, the Melutoshes and all that. How do I know? It says Kippuri. So these kelim are known as Kippuri. Kippuri means clean as well. So since Ezra calls these kelim as Kippuri Zov, and why they're called Kippuri? Because they clean the blood off. Either the Mechapi, but also they clean the blood off. Says the Mechapi, but also they clean the blood off. HaShoichi, the one who shecht. So besides the trachea, you also have all these different veins and arteries there. You have to place the arteries, in other words, the way we learn Pashto Pshat, even though others argue. As soon as you shecht it over this keli, right away you grab a hold of these veins and arteries and you make sure that they're hanging over the keli so the blood will come straight into the keli. Because when we say blood, we don't mean only the trachea and the esophagus, we also want the... all the different veins and arteries there, and the capillaries and all that, they should all go directly into the keli. We need that the veridin should also see the inside of a keli. So in other words, that the blood should go straight into the keli. Others learn actually that when you right before you're shechting, you're supposed to push the animal and pull out the veridin, not pull it out, but pull the neck down a little bit so that the veridin are included, and then you do it over the keli. Boy, you may Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yechanan a question. We have a concept in Masechta Shabbos, and we also had it in Shabbos, we had it in Gittin. If you throw a get, for example, to somebody's house, a man throws a get in the woman's house, and before it lands, the wind comes and blows it away. Is she divorced or not? It's called Avir Shesoifa Lehanuach. When it was in the ear of this chatzit, it should have landed. Suddenly a wind came and swept it away. So is it considered Kimunach Domi or not? We had the same question regarding Shabbos. You throw something through a house. And so you from one outside, and Moshe's Rabbin went through a house. Isaac says if it landed in the house. So it says, we're going to have the same question here regarding the blood. We're saying the blood has to enter the clay kibble. What about, but he asked a question. Interesting question. But like just the opposite. Hoya mekabel, let's say you were throwing the blood into a keli, even nifchasu shulei mizek, suddenly the bottom of the keli gave. It was no longer there, so obviously it's going to go straight to the ground. But while it's go, when it started to go into the keli, the bottom was still there. Do we say that that since Seifel Nuach is as if it rested already? So for a second it was in the keli, even though, and we learned before that once it's in the keli, even though it tips over afterwards and falls on the ground, you can collect it. So then when the bottom gave and then it falls to the ground, it's as if it was in the keli and then it fell out, so you could pick it up. Or do we say no, since it's ain't Seifel Nuach? Because even though at that second it would have eventually landed, but by the time it got to the landing place, there was nothing there to land on. So maybe he's not considered Kimunav Dami. So this is sort of like a Bimish question.
This is a very theoretical question. If you've got either silver or, what do you call it? Silver or gold.
Yeah, no.
How do you get the base that, unless it was very weak silver?
Yeah, I guess so. So what happened with the Basim Rabbiachin, Hoyim Kabbal, you were receiving the blood, the Nifchasu Shulim Mizrak, and the bottom of it gave Achallah Higiyadam La Avir, and the blood did not reach the Avir. It happened, yeah. That the blood reached the Avir. Mahu, what is the din? Now like this. If it actually was inside the keli, it's inside the keli before the bottom gave way, then there's no shaila. Definitely you're good. Because it's inside the keli. Even though it didn't touch the bottom, it's inside the keli. Okay, they have a special guy as a customer, but yeah, the same idea. My shaila is above the keli. It's in the avir of the keli, not in a 45 degree angle, it's right above the keli, the avir above the keli. How do we view that? Mao, do we say avir she'ein seif lenuach? Kemuna dami, even so, since at that time the bottom was there. It's kemuna dami, I like kemuna dami. Let's do Rashi, give it a little time. Rashi, first narrow line. Avir sorry, two lines above the narrow lines. Actually, it didn't reach yet the walls of the keli, but haydam lemailam, and the blood's above them. Where are they? They're above the keli directly. We just said before that the vridim have to see the keli, so the blood is directly above the keli, but it's above. The shaili is avish ain soif lenuach, going high over here. Shasidim shulav lipol, since in theory, since the bottom gave, even though that second the bottom didn't give yet, but since the bottom gave, it's as if the bottom already is gone as well. Actually, near down with Toichai Kimunadami, it's like it's put the Babla Kimbin in Kabul, the Nishper. Do we still say the fact is that the bottom was there right now? It's as if it was inside the Kaili, and then the Kaili poured it, tipped over. The Kosher, Laisufi, we learned before, you're allowed to gather together. A lav Kimunadami, it's not like it's lying there, Babla Kinishper, Minat Savar, Lidus, but it's as if it went directly the blood from the neck to the ground. The apostle is the apostle. Ukishi Adam Lavid, if Naisav, and when the Adam reaches the space, actually, but if the blood actually entered the cavity of the keli before the bottom gave, the mishnah to even have a kabbalah. That's not an issue because then it's definitely called a kabbalah. Walls. If it's inside, it's above. That's right. But here, the lid is the bottom is going to give as well. That's the whole shayla. If the bottom wouldn't give, it seems from him the way Parshat Shad is. If the bottom stayed, then it's already considered as a kimuno dummy. But no nafkamin halacha, so he's not going to talk about it. But the shayla here is because the bottom is going to give. We'll soon see. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon answered him to Nisua. Didn't we learn? Now the case that Rabbi Ami asks is where the bottom gave. The Rabbi Yechon is bringing an example from a case where the bottom stayed, and since soif lemunach is a kimuno dummy, even though it's above the keli, and he's comparing the two. So we learned chavis shemonachas tachas hazinu. When you have the eifer apoda, we need maim chaim el keli. Need maim chaim. The maim chaim comes, let's say, these waterways that are flowing down the mountain, and then you put a keli there, you know, with the ashes, so that the water should go in. How do you get the water into the keli? So you have there a pipe. The water is going down this pipe down the mountain, and then you have a keli in the bottom. Shemonach tachas hazinu is a pipe. You place the keli or a barrel under the pipe, mayim shebetoicha ubuchutzla psulin. So what happens is that the water inside it and outside it is pasul. We'll soon see why it's pasul. But seed of peel is in the mind. If you're attached, in other words, if the keli has to fly in the air to get to the keli, it's pasul. But if the keli, you put the barrel right at the edge of the pipe, shebetoicha psulin, the water that goes directly into the keli is pasul. Or shebuchutzla, any water that's above the keli, shein is kosher. Because it says Mayim Chaim El Keli, we need the spring water to go directly into the Keli. Directly into the Keli. So let's do Rashi. So Chavish Shemunach Tachas Azinu, Tzinur, a pipe HaMekalech, Mayim that collects water, Mayim, very quickly. So it's not a Keli, this pipe, because it doesn't stop, the water doesn't stop there for a second, and it's open on both ends. So it's not receiving anything. Zokuv, it's, you know, it's vertical, HaKiluach, Mekalech, Lemerochik. And then when the pipe ends, the water gives a, you know, flies out. It happens to fall into the barrel, so the barrel is 5 feet away, and the water, you know, is a few feet up, and the water comes out of this pipe and then lands into this vessel. And this chavis was not placed there in order for shem chidim chatas. We'll soon see if it is. You did not have kavana when you placed the barrel there to receive that water for mechatas. We'll soon see why that's not enough. Mayim shebetoicha uchuk lebar. Then this water is no good. Why not? Kolaimer shalayitin keli. You shouldn't then. So you have a big barrel there collecting this water. Stan. You shouldn't put a small keli there with the ashes in order to receive the spring water. Kolaimer layitin keli letoicha avira. Don't put another little jug in there to receive the water. And you'll hold it in your hand. And you'll say, oh, I'm receiving the spring water to use that for the mechatas. Even the water that didn't reach the barrel yet, the water that's still in the air that's about to fall into the barrel, you cannot use a keneged avira, which is right directly above the barrel. Why? The kivon shegiyah mayim keneged avira, as soon as the water is in the air space above the barrel, if it's lying in the barrel, it loses the fact that it's live water. Remember, mayim chayim, spring water, because it's attached to the ground. This is no longer attached to the ground. It loses its chayis. Alma, what do we see from here? That avir kimunach dami, that even though it's above the barrel, it's already considered like it's about to land in the barrel. We're talking about a barrel that you did not, because this barrel was not put there to receive the mechatas. Any water that lands in the barrel, obviously, is no good anymore. Because by the time the water was in the barrel, it's no longer mayim chayim, and it wasn't done kiddush mechatas. So the kiddush here is that even though the water is in the air, so it didn't land in the barrel yet, and you put a keli right underneath it, and your intention is, you put a small jug inside the barrel, and your intention is now for mechatas. It's farfalner, it's a kalagurun. Why was it ruined? Because as soon as the water was above the barrel, it already belongs to the barrel, and it's no longer mayim chayim. The more we'll ask a question, this is a different case altogether. This is the case where the avir will rest. Our question is the avir. She ain't safe l'nuach. Right now, the more makes no difference. However, tzid of peel is in it. You put the barrel directly to the lip of the pipe. She ain't avir mafsig bein peel is in it. So there's no avir between the two. So, and in this case, if it was then shibit toicher claimer shibot toich avir and say absul, anything came inside the barrel is possible. It's possible. Because he had no intention for kiddush mechatas, but shebechutzla, any water that's above the barrel, afa pisha keneged avira, even though it's directly above the barrel, is kshein hein shadayin lo pirshim in atziner, because since it's attached, the pipe is overhanging the barrel. Right, so the pipe is overhanging the barrel. The water that goes in the barrel is no good because it wasn't kiddush mechatas, but the water that's in the pipe, that's right above the barrel, so it's in the avid of the barrel, that's still kosher, because it's still mayim chayim. The barrel cannot cancel the fact that it's part of in the pipe and part of mayim chayim. You put a jug right there, it's good. I feel avid ain't can. So what do we see clearly from here? That avish is soif l'nuach, above the barrel, is also considered as part of the barrel. Freddy, you want to back in the motor. Hi, my, what are you talking about? Boy, you mean, my question was, avish ain't soif l'nuach. And the kaposh, what do you answer me? Avish is soif l'nuach. It's two different things. What's going on here? So Gemara gives a number of protein. One is Tartika Boyman. He has two questions. Rabasi was asking me two questions. Number one is Im Tim Tzolayim. If you're going to tell me that Avish ain't Seifel Nuach Lavgum Adami, because there's no bottom there, and if as if the bottom's already gone, what about Avish Seifel Nuach Mai? He had two questions. Rabbi Yochanan answered both. Or at least he resolved the case of Avish Seifel Nuach. He didn't answer him regarding Avish ain't Seifel Nuach. He answered regarding Avish Seifel Nuach as if it's there already. Rashi, the kaposhel le avish avnuchu, ki gan hodik toni, reishem b'chutz lo apsul, n'pasol dilma hai d'choshel like munach. You know why d'choshel munach, shum the royo nuch, it could have landed, shadi chavaz ushleim, it's complete, v'ro hoyel nuch, iloi shebozeh v'kolak. It wouldn't have been for you putting a jug there, took the blood away, took the water away, it would have landed, so therefore, avish asev nuch, munach dami. Avol nivch lushul mizra, but maybe if the bottom gave, and it's not tzayf nuch, lo hayo asir ol nuch, wouldn't be. So we answered tati boi, mene, poshel le chodma, he only answered, so Abyechen only answered regarding Soifu Gemunadami. He didn't answer the question so, where there's no bottom there at all.
So why don't you ask the question about this water? If you've got a jug there that's there to collect,
I mean, then it's different because if
it doesn't matter. But if the bottom is going to fall out of this jug to collect the Mayim Chayim.
Same question. What's Chilik asking Mayim Chaim regarding asking on carbon? If it's ain't Seifel L'Nuach, he's just bringing a Braisa. Rechid bring a Braisa, and the Braisa happens to be talking about a case where the bottom stays. But we're not talking about that, yeah. So that's all we can talk about, yeah. Talk about right. Rabbi Yeise, Mas Nahachi. This version we just learned right now is Rabbi Yeise's version. Rav Kahana, Masni, Rav Kahana learned, however, Chaviz Boyimenei. He only asked a question regarding a chavis. He never asked a question regarding the chatzchil. Rav asked a question about this barrel with mayim chaim, because he didn't hear about the brayse. Rav Kana asked a chavis boy and a poshle chavis, and he answered exactly what he asked. And this version that you asked this hypothetical question about a keli that the bottom gave, he never asked the question in the first place. Rabba learned the third way. This whole version of this question. Rabba Masne Chavis. In fact, Rabbi Asi asked a question about Chavis. Sorry, Rabbi Masne Chavis Boimene. Rabbi Asi's question was all about Chavis. Upashile Mizrak. And Rabbi Yechonon actually is the one who introduced this idea of the keli by the blood. And he said to him, "Iata meide b'mizrak. Didn't aren't you meide when it comes to the keli of receiving the blood? She e efshe b'loy b'loy zinuk. That you have to be able to that has to be close to the pipe. And therefore, let's do Rashi, the first white line. Iata meide b'mizrak. She e efshe loy b'loy zinuk. Kishe sheichet al aver a keli. When you shecht above the keli, ein hadam sheises." We know that blood, the first blood, you know, slowly oozes out. But the blood that we're looking for is the blood that streams out, you know, that with force. And because you put the neck right next to the keli, it still flies all around the keli. Ad lahalon, it can go even beyond. If you can tell me, and you asked me a question about chavis, about avis of nuach. So I'm telling you, from the case of the blood, you know that avis of nuach is kemunah dami. Because the blood is all over the place. Now you told me it has to go straight from the neck to the keli. But what happens is the blood streams out. When the blood is flying all over the place, first it hangs around the ear for a couple of seconds, and then it stops and falls in the keli. So the keli didn't get it from the neck, the keli got it from the ear. That should be a step in between. And it's not considered a step between. Why? Because as soon as it's in the ear, it definitely has to fall into the keli. So we see from here the concept that if something is soifel nuach, it's kimunach dami. And we never asked the question about the bottom giving way. We learned back to the Gemara, if you place your hand or your foot, let's say if the water is coming down from a mountain and the water does not go directly into the barrel because the water is going with very strong force, or it goes to the level ground, how are you going to put the barrel there? So what you did was you put something in between to collect the water and go straight off that into the barrel. So if you place your hand or your foot there, or ala yirakis, or vegetables that are edible, you know, leaves of vegetables, kadeshi yavrimayin l'chavi, so there's a step in between the spring water and the barrel, and that is your hand, things that are makabal tum psulin. It is possible. But ale kaniv ale goizim, leaves or leaves of walnuts, which are not edible, then ksheda, then it's kosher. Why? What's the rule? Zaklap. Called double makabel tum. If you have something in between, which is makabel tum psulim, does makabel tum kshedim? No, I mean, how do you know that if it's something that could be makabel tum is possible? Ach mayin uboi mikve mayim yia. It says a pasuk. Ach mayin uboi mikve mayim yia toir. What do you mean yia toir? So we darshan have the also the tari. You want to create a situation which is toir. It has to be done through things which are not makabel tum at all. Everything has to be done for the Jewish, and I'm not Makabal Tuma. Omar Rabbi Yechia, Omar Rabbi Yechia, there's a matter of learning now that Ave Keli Ki Keli Dami. It says that the only reason why you're possible if you put a hand there is because of Makabal Tuma. Even though it's not going directly from the, it goes first to the middle step. It goes to the hand or to the avir before it goes to the keli. And why did you pass it? Not because there's a middle step called avir. You pass it because your hand is a makabel tumah. Had it not been for your hand, just it would go in the ear. Let's say the water would shoot out of the pipe into the ear and then go into the barrel. It would be all right. Because anything which is soifel nuach, kimunah dami. Soifel nuach, kimunah dami. Yeah. So you want to write let's do Rashi. Zayis emeres ave keli kekeli dami. That's six lines and white lines. Miriktani nosan yadei posel da ina maim shayis miyadei the keli b'shtisa elabav water. The water is going into the keli by passing over your hand. Because yadei miyadei mekalchil apnei roichei peyachavis. When it goes out of your hand, it grows around the barrel. Afilachi posel alma m'shayotzim miyadei lekalech apnei avir havlekin l'shosim miyadei lekeli. So we see from here that when it goes from your hand into when it leaves your hand, it's not going to go to the bottom of the barrel. The hand is suspended in the air and it goes through the ear into the barrel. So the yadei kineges svasa keli manachas. Your hand is leaning on the probably your hand is leaning on the barrel, and then from there it goes into the barrel. It goes into the ear space and then it lands the lab kikedo me my puzzle halam in avi boy look come the avir va have like in nice and yodi between the much of me kulach as ramas. Rashi saying nachmer, if we're going to say that avir keli is not the keli dummy. So then, what made it go into the keli was not. So your hand is an extension of the pipe. The pipe itself also is something which is makabel tumah. The only reason why it isn't is because the water is flowing out. So your hand also, the water is flowing down. And then from your hand it goes into the avodah keli. So where is your keli getting from? Avodah keli. Why should it be possible? It is possible because we treat the avodah keli kikeli. So where is the water coming from now to the avodah keli? From your hand. So your hand is the one that's producing the water, and it's a davar makabel tumah. Says the Gemara here, and the next piece of Gemara is a little bit hard to understand. Says the Gemara here, so who said that it was flying in the air? Maybe going directly from his hand. It did, who said it went to the Avir? It went directly from the hand into the water. Omale Tarda, you idiot. Rashi says Tarda Shaita Bol. That's not a Shaita. A Shaita Bol, which means like an amazing Shaita. Total idiot. It says in Braisi Kadeshi Yabru Mayan Lachavis Tran. It says that in order for the water on the Chavis, it's not dripping in, it's just flying in. Why he uses such a strong word? Hard to understand. Anyway. Yeah. No, it actually says here, Shait the Bowl, which is worse. You're right. Next time you get angry, Harvey, you just call somebody a Tarda. You're happy and they're happy. They have no idea what you said, but you're happy. So now we learned. We actually know this from the ages of Shem and Sadiq. But now we learned. Hey, that we found the water that flowed. Bale agoizi, and we use it. Bale agoizi, using the leaves of walnut shank shay in the kosher. Why? Because it's not a kabbal tumah. So you might say, Buhalaya, this incident happened in a place called Alaya, but my zechomi, but it's agoizi, but she'll mach shed. Because the water did not go through something which is a kabbal tumah. Somebody nicks. Sorry? Rab Zayda in the name of Rab Yechanan. Okay. Rab Zayda in the name of Rab Yechanan. Actually, it's impossible for Rab Zayda to say the name of Rabbi. Hatsaidim oizen hapar. Somebody nicks off the ear of a par, makes it a mum, but achekaki buldomi, you shechted it properly, and then you made it a mum, and then you receive the blood puzzle, because during the Kabbalah, the animal also should not be a bal mum. Abba says geshachten, but other mum shouldn't have. Shenema, how do we know that? Luchayda, once it's geshachten, it's dead anyway, well, who cares if it receives a mum? Because says the pasuk, v'lokach midam hapar, you should take from the dam hapar, so we dashen par shahoya kvar. The same par that existed before, obviously shchit is the only difference, but no other differences. It could not be a balmum. At which stage? At the stage of Kabbalah. What about the other stage at the moment? We don't care, Rab Zayda. Ashken kotche kotchim. All we know is kotche kotchim. The same Rab Zayda is one who was called a tarda a minute ago. And the Gemara now brings it back and brings the thing just to show you that it was just part of a conversation. Ashken, we find kotche kotche. Okay, we know kotche kotchim. We shouldn't have a mum after the shchit. But kotche kamin on hainu, kotche kalim. But come shlom and so on. Amarov, Tanya, we learned in Pasik, said, Tomim, it says a complete se. Zohar, a male, ben shana, a year old. So we dash him, and this is talking about over here about Kotchen Kalim. She ate Tomim, it should be complete. Uven shana, a year old. Not only Bishash Chite, but also during the Kabbalah, and also during the Halacha, and also during the Zika. Minayin, how do you know? Sorry. Oh, we know Shchit. How do you know the other three as well? Tamalema, it says, Yiyeh, kol aviyosel a yiyeh le tamu bet shana. Just like we had before by Mikveh. Yiyeh means how you created it. Here also, this animal, how do you create a carbon? It should, all, everything should be exactly the way it was when he started. A year old and whole and so on. Eitzvah, by ask the question. Rabbi Shua says, kol hazvachim shebetoyda. Let's say you have a carbon, you shechted, and afterwards the animal became tame. The din is as follows. Shenishtayim and kezayis bus. If one kezayis of flesh was left behind, that's not tame. Oy kezayis chelib, or kezayis of fat, you put in his bag. Zoyde kezadam. If you don't have anything toy, according to Rabbi Shua, we had this machlekes and sochim, you don't bring zoyde kezadam. But if you have any, even a kezayis of meat that's toy, or the fat, you can bring the spring of blood. So we see clearly that doesn't. We don't care. We don't care if it's tam or not. Everything became tam. You said the animal has to be exactly the way it was. Here we see clearly by kachim kali, by other things, it doesn't matter. It became tummy. You have nothing left. Only your kizayis. Says the Gemara. Targumas Abai then answered Aben Shana. When it says here that it has to be exactly the same, not talking about a mum, by kachim kali, we don't care. We don't care by zrik and halach if the animal is still has a mum now or not. It's only this din of Ben Shana. It has to be a year old till we finish the whole process. For Yimar, how is it possible not to be? If it was a year old when you shechted 5 minutes ago, how can it not be a year old 20 minutes later when you're ready to sprinkle blood? From here you learn out that not only is it from Rosh Hashanah, it's a birthday is the birthday, and the birthday is not just the day like we say by a human, but the birthday is the moment it's born. It's born 4:38 in the afternoon. That's when the animal comes a year of 4:38. So you have to finish all activities before 4:38. Amar Rav Ami, Rav Ami says the name of Rav Elazar. What happened?
I'd like to know how many farmers take care of the exact time of the animal in order to know when to bring it to the market. He goes and he sells it in the market.
He has a birth certificate. A birth certificate, that's right. Obviously, clearly. Amar Rav Ami, Rav Elazar, he bifnim. What happens? The animal is inside the ragle b'chutz, but the four legs of the animal, let's say, on the outside or the hind legs. On the outside, chotach, if you cut the legs off first, the achikach shochad, then you shechted it, even though it's about mumus, we'll see how that works, shaded, the animal's kosher. Why? Because the blood from the outside did not mingle with the blood of the inside because you cut the legs off. However, shachat, if you shechted the animal first, and right now the blood around the whole body is moving around, and including the blood that was from the legs and on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the achikach chotah, then afterwards, a couple of minutes later, you cut it off, so by then it's too late, the blood already from the chutzah, from the outside, is mixing the blood inside. Possibly. Freddie Mutter, before we deal with that, I mean, I don't understand. If chotach, before you shechted the animal, you cut the hind legs off, achikach shok, sheira, balmum kumakiv, schabalmum. Elema, this is what you're supposed to say. Chotach, if you... Well, not too much chitta. Of course, the animal is 100% whole when you shechter. We're talking about the Kabbalah Saddam. If you cut the legs off the achikach kibble, so therefore, by the time you're ready to do the Kabbalah, the blood is not mingling kosher. The blood that's coming out of the animal is not the blood from the behind legs kosher. Or the kibble, if you receive the blood in the keli and the back leg, the hind legs are still attached, which means the blood that was coming out was from outside Beis Hamikdash. And the achikach chotah, absolutely possible. Says the Gemara, Chota, you tell me if you cut the legs first. The Achikach Tzibul Kshede. So you cut the legs, you made it a mum, and then you were Mekabel's Kosher. We just learned a minute ago, Rav Zeida said that if the animal is now to become a Balmum between the Shchit and the Kabbalah. Well, Omer Rav Zeida, Hatzoy de Moiz B'choy, nick the ear of a B'choy, the Achikach Tzibul Domoy, and then you receive the blood, it's possible. Shunam said, V'lokach Medam HaPar, Par Shehoya Kvar. It has to be still intact. Not like Rabbi wants to say all other activities, but Rav Zeida. This is what we do. We don't make the animal balmum. You cut, we prevent the blood from flowing, but we don't make the animal balmum. How? You cut the leg until you get to the bone. You don't cut through the bone. If you don't cut through the bone, it's not a balmum because it could heal. So you know it's not a balmum. But yet, because you cut it through, the blood can't travel. You cut all the veins and arteries. The blood cannot travel. So therefore, the Kabbalah is, if you cut first, before the Kabbalah is good because the blood from the outside didn't join, but the animal is still kosher because you didn't cut through the bone. But Kibbal, if you receive the blood first, but if you receive the blood and then you cut a pasuk because you're getting blood from the hind legs. Shamat, we never learn from here, the dam hamuvle bevarim damu. The blood didn't leave the body yet. The blood is inside the body. It's a raya that blood inside the body is considered blood, and if you eat it, you chayv karis and all that. It's not only when the blood left the body that we say, oh, because the big machlekes. If the blood has to leave the body before we say this is the blood that tatas asas, or even the blood while it's inside the body. Here we see it's all, even the legs are outside, everything is inside. Well, it's not really blood, it's only water, who cares? Is that raya already has a din of dam. Says, you know, raya. Dilma mishum shamnunis. Maybe this is because of shamnunis. Maybe because the fats of the animal got absorbed in the blood, the fats that, and it's the fats that we are worried about. Maybe dam hamuvli bevarim is not dam. But the dam transports the fats, and you're going to have now little pieces of fats from the back, from outside the base of Migdash that's mixing in, and that's why it's a problem. From here we can learn out the basa kachim kalim. From here you can learn out that meat of kachim kalim. Actually, this will start tomorrow's Gemara.